Welcome back to Daisy Dialogues. I'm Suzanne and I'm here with my sister Jackie.
Hello. This episode covers the only legal requirement.
Yeah, so we talk about what is the only legal requirement after somebody dies, rules about a dead body, how to register a death, and we touch upon if you die abroad.
What's the only legal requirement?
The only legal requirement is you have to register the death. The death has to be registered.
Well, it's not a legal requirement for you to bury someone.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, again, I'd love to hear from people that have different views and opinions. But when I did a lot of work at the Death Cafe, facilitating there, and lots of different people talking about deaths, basically, if you within reason, if there's things that you want to do or can think of doing, you can. With permission. So you have to get permission. So if you want to move someone across county, if you want to bury them somewhere else, you know, if you get permission from the person or the landowners or whatever it is that you want to do, technically you can. So with regards to who the permission is from, that kind of depends on what it is you're thinking of doing. So if you wanted to move the body across counties, for example, you know, you might need permission to do that from the different counties to get across. If you wanted to bury a body in your back garden, you might need permission from the authorities. You know, that kind of thing. It depends what you're going to do.
Yeah, so I understand everything is pretty much doable. So, yes, you've just got to go to the relevant person for the relevant permission to do the relevant thing you want to do.
Absolutely. So I've just had, literally as we speak, a question come in, which is, who owns a body after death? And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. So I just quickly Googled it. And the answer is no one. So it is a long and established rule since 1880 that a person's body is not the property and cannot be owned by anyone. However, your body is a disposed of is a how your body's disposed of is a matter for your own, you know, personal representative. So your executors, your family, you know, because it might be important to them as to where you're going to go. So another conversation to have before you die is if you've got a really strong feeling about what you want to happen to you after you die, share it.
And we advise, actually, as professionals, that you put it in your will.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something you can do. Also, the other sorts of things I mean about, you know, the only legal requirement is this, and everything is kind of open, is we often get trapped in the whole funeral thing. I know that we will talk about that on another episode in more detail, but that we don't think about funerals until we actually get there very often, and therefore, you know, at a time when we're emotionally exhausted or we've got lots of other paperwork to do, we really don't want to think about it. And sometimes we don't want to quibble over the money because it feels disrespectful. That's a whole nother chat. We go to a funeral directors and they're really expensive with these whole packages, where a lot of that, in fact all of that, can be broken down. And you can get each bit off of the internet. Oh, we've got a question. Ah, yeah, this is a good one. So how do you actually register a dead body, Jack?
You register a death, not a dead body.
Oh, good point.
Okay, so just to point out, you register the death, not the dead body.
Of course.
Semantics. So obviously it depends on where they die, obviously what setting, because if it's in a hospital, they're going to go to the hospital morgue. If it's at home, you've got to call somebody in to get rid of the body. But what you need is a piece of paper from whoever has the body. So you need this initial proof of death from the coroner and the GP. And then you have to make an appointment at the local registrar for where it is. And then you have to go with all the right paperwork, which quite often you don't have. And then you go and you have to sit for a while and you have to know an awful lot about this dead person, where they were born, when they were born, if they've had any change of names. It's quite an onerous task at a time when you are super, super vulnerable. And it can take quite a while. I think with one of our relatives, we had to do two visits, and there wasn't a visit under an hour on both occasions. And the first time we didn't have the right information, and the second time we did, and it still took a very, very long time.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that particular one, because I know exactly which one you're referring to, was the information we didn't have wasn't even our fault.
Yeah, and it happens. So the registry office will be very, very clear about what you need to take and what you need to know, and you need to make sure you read it and you have it. Otherwise, you are wasting your time and their time, and this legal requirement is just a waste of time.
And there's another question come in, and it is, there a timeline that you have to do it by?
So it is actually a criminal offence not to register a death.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to, in the UK, do it within 5 days. And interestingly, I have no idea why, but it's 8 days in Scotland. So I'm assuming globally there's different requirements.
Well, because we were talking about it, I thought, well, I'm going to start having a look and see what other countries are like. So in Spain, I said it. What? How long did I say it was when I looked it up?
Something like 24 hours.
Yes, yes, it's 24 hours you have to. So you imagine you've literally just lost someone, but within a day, you've got to go and register that death immediately. And then if we jump to America, the US, it actually, what I got from the US was how long does it take to get a death certificate in the USA? And it's 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's after you've registered.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, actually, no, looking at it, they don't register a death certificate. In the States, it's getting a legal pronouncement of death that they need. And this is generally done by a doctor, though in some states it can be done by registered nurses, advanced practice nurses and physicians assistants, blah, blah, blah. And basically that's going to be different over all the different states.
Of course it is. It's America.
So yeah, just kind of wrapping that up a little bit, but noticing that it's a much bigger, bigger subject. If someone actually dies abroad, you must register the death with the local authorities in that country. That poses a really challenging question. That poses a really challenging time for anyone who's just on holiday.
It poses a challenging time, full stop, because if it's a UK resident that dies abroad, you have to register in the country they've died because it's a legal requirement within a certain time, and it's happened there. So it's happened there, it has to be registered there. But equally, they're domiciled here, they're UK residents. So when it comes to probate, and I had this on my very first case, the UK resident died in Thailand. The death was registered in Thailand. So I had to get the death certificate, where from? Thailand. Have you seen how they write? It is like lines on the page. So then you've got translation. You need to get death certificates translated. And then probate kicks in. And yeah, all sorts of things. You know, why was he in Thailand? If he wasn't on holiday, was he living in Thailand? Does he have assets in Thailand? It goes on and on and on.
Yeah, separate topic that we will look into. And I have to say, all I can say is insurance when you go on holiday.
Okay, so this episode has covered the only legal requirement, but absolutely when someone dies, it's clearly not the only thing you have to think about.
No, it clearly isn't. And I just want to put in, because we will talk about it in other episodes, the things really quickly that we will touch on that aren't legal requirements is pretty much everything else. So everything from the funeral arrangements, what you want to do, celebrations, how you want funeral plans to unfold, where you want funeral plans to unfold, all of those are open up for discussion. All of those are possibilities.
Yeah. So we will be covering this in future podcasts because we're here to help.
So the only legal requirement, because we don't want to see anyone go to jail, when you really are stressed and tense and everything else is going on, is register the death, register the death, register the death.
If you need any help with registering the death or anything that comes after that, I'm Jackie at JT Accounts, and that is my forte. Check out our website, jt-accounts.co.uk, or get in touch through any of the information attached to this podcast. We are sharing people's memories of and questions to their loved ones. Okay, so this is, I just wanted to ask my brother, was he happy?
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. I like that one. So this one is, what made you believe in afterlife?
Ooh.
What made you believe in afterlife?
Well, obviously the person that's died believed, because they wouldn't have known that.
I'm not sure how you'd answer that.
Well, maybe he's hoping he'll pop back and tell him.
Yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he is. And if he does, then obviously is an afterlife. Whereas if he doesn't, then maybe he's thinking there isn't. Who knows?